This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh man accused of hitting the Luz Cruz paddle boat last summer, injuring several and then fleeing the scene, will be back in court today. Jason Lindemann will have a preliminary hearing late this morning. The hearing will determine whether there's enough evidence to go to trial. Lindemann has been charged with over 20 counts, including two felonies. Construction begins this month on 20 new heated air hangars at the Whitman Regional Airport. These are the first hangars being built in over 20 years, and officials say they have a waiting list of people who want to place their planes there. The Winnebago County Health Department is continuing their walk-in Wednesday COVID-19 clinics. One clinic now will be held in the morning at the Oshkosh Public Library, the other in the afternoon at the Sunnyview Expo Center. Temperatures will be warming up this weekend, just in time for the annual Otter Street Fishery. The event is celebrating over 60 years in Oshkosh and includes fishing, ice hockey, live music, raffles, and more. The fun begins on Saturday at Miller's Bay. The signage is now up at Sweet Jules Bakes. The bakery is taking over the old Hot Dog Charlie's location near downtown Oshkosh's Main Street. Page 2. The Oshkosh DAV chapter is hosting a fundraiser called Operation Cabin Fever 3 on Saturday, March 25th. It's going on at the Oshkosh Convention Center. The goal is to raise money to improve local vets' mental health with recreation programs. Operation Cabin Fever features several speakers and music that day. Sponsorship opportunities are now available. Just contact the DAV. The Oshkosh Corporation has been invited to submit prototypes for a $5 billion military contract. The vehicles would be the next generation of heavy transport machinery. The Grant Furman trial continues today and will wrap up sometime this week. The second week will be in the books. Furman is now 20. He's been charged with stabbing an Oshkosh West police officer 3 years ago in December 2019. Now, the trial is expected to go to the jury sometime next week. Turning to sports, Oshkosh Lourdes Academy's girls basketball team has moved into the top 10 in the latest Division 5 basketball rankings. I'm Bob Brunell. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.